letter in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 4, and this is the letter number 961, addressed on the date is the 25th day of Second Adar, the year Tavshin Yud Aleph in Brooklyn, and the Rebbe is addressing it to the congregants and to the attendants, the Gaboyim, of the Shul Nusach Ari in Chicago. There was a Nusach Ari Shul in Chicago. And the Rebbe opens up with blessings and with peace and blessing. And the Rebbe is saying that it's interesting, the Rebbe is writing this letter in Yiddish. In those days, Yiddish was a very common spoken language. And in a lot of the letters, when the Rebbe wrote to the common folk, to the congregants who were, you know, when he writes to scholars, he probably writes in Hebrew, but in Lashon Kodesh, but when he writes to ordinary, it was common to write letters in Yiddish. So the Rebbe says, I got through this great, he gives him a lot of titles, Reb Shlomo Zalman Hecht, Sheyichya, when he's Olav HaShalom, but now. So I received your participation in the Maos Chitim, that's a special fund before Pesach, in which they make a collection for supplying people with the needs of Pesach. And I'm attaching the receipt. And the Rebbe says, I ask to give over a yasher koach and a blessing to those who donated and to their families, may they live. Now is the time between Purim and Pesach, in which our sages of blessed memory refer to both of them, Purim and Pesach, as redemption, their times of redemption. The difference is that the redemption of Egypt only saved them from that particular decree, but they still remained in exile. Even after Purim, they still remained in exile. But in the time when the redemption of Pesach, that was a total freedom. And that's why Pesach is considered and called Zman Cherusenu, the time of our revelation. How do we begin the celebration of Pesach? We proclaim, Kol dichfin yeseh v'yechel, kol ditzrich yeseh v'yifsach. Anyone who needy should come and eat. Anybody who wants should come and do the Pesach. That means that before we can start the Seder, our own, we say, anybody who is in need, we will give you what you need. And then we start the Seder. That gives us the privilege, the zechus, to have a true time of redemption. And this is one of the aspects that is done with charity in general and the collection, Mois Chitim, for Pesach especially. Which much more than you do for the other person, that you give him the tzedakah or mois chitim, you actually do a lot more for yourself. Because that, through doing this, you merit that you become freed from physical and spiritual worries, and you can have a true zman cheruseinu, each individual. And very soon in our days, we will merit the time of the general time of redemption of cheruseinu, of freedom. Hashem should take us all out of the exile through Mashiach Tzidkenu, who is going to bring us the true and complete redemption with the blessings for a Chag Pesach Kosher Sameach and all good physically and spiritually. And it says in the note that the Rebbe sent out this letter to many of the shuls for the participation. So as we see here, this was already, you know, when the Rebbe started his leadership, and you see here how the Rebbe was handling the receipts, he was handling the funding, he was handling the thank you letters. I mean, this was all the Rebbe's job, and Dabba being the Rebbe, he handled all the...
Did he have assistants?
I'm sure he had some assistants, and as it worked out, but the Rebbe didn't shy away from anything, you know. We were talking about this, how the Rebbe built everything. From scratch, he built Hasidim. He built the institution. He built the devotion, the dedication, and also getting people to contribute to be able to, as we learn in many of the letters, the Rebbe is addressing these three things.